Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. A candlelight vigil was held in Indianapolis Saturday night to honor the 8 people killed in a shooting at a Federal Express facility Thursday. Mayor Joe Hogsett notes this was the third mass shooting in the city this year.
What began as a year where we were called upon to celebrate 200 years of community in our city has instead become a gauntlet of unprecedented challenges that strike at the very sense of community.
Local Sikh leaders say 4 of the 8 people killed were members of that religious community. Authorities say they don't know if the gunman was motivated by ethnic or religious hatred. Police say the 19-year-old man had once worked for the Federal Express. He was found dead, apparently the result of a self-inflicted wound. Police in Minnesota say they will not detain, threaten, or assault reporters at protests in Brooklyn Center. The demonstrations have occurred daily since last Sunday, when a police officer shot and killed a 20-year-old black man during a traffic stop. Some journalists say they've been harassed and assaulted by police while covering the protests. More than a year into the pandemic, the world has seen more than 3 million deaths from COVID-19, according to Johns Hopkins University. NPR's Dave Mistich reports.
COVID-19's global death toll officially topped the 3 million mark as of Saturday, according to Johns Hopkins University. But many experts say the actual count is almost certainly higher, with some deaths over the past year likely misattributed to the flu or other illness. In the United States, the virus is to blame for well more than 500,000 deaths. As the U.S. and other developed nations have seen death rates decline in part due to widespread vaccine rollouts, some areas of the globe like Asia, Eastern Europe, and Latin America have emerged as hotspots. Leaders at the World Health Organization say the current rate of global spread is worrying. Dave Mistich, NPR News.
Imprisoned Russian activist Alexei Navalny has been on a hunger strike for nearly 3 weeks, and doctors warn that blood tests indicate that he's at risk of kidney and heart failure. The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reports from Moscow.
The prison hasn't commented on the warnings, but they come after Alexei Navalny himself said staff there had threatened to end his fast by force-feeding him. With the fierce Kremlin critic in prison, Russia's prosecutor is now acting against his anti-corruption foundation and network of political offices. He wants them designated as extremist, claiming they're plotting revolution. It's a move that's clearly intended to scare Vladimir Putin's most vocal and active opponents into silence. Anyone linked to either structure could face criminal prosecution.
The BBC's Sarah Rainsford reporting from Moscow. This is NPR News. The United States and China have agreed to cooperate with other countries to curb climate change. The agreement came after a 2-day visit to Shanghai by the U.S. Special Envoy for Climate, John Kerry. A joint statement said the two countries are firmly committed to working together and with others to strengthen the implementation of the Paris Accord. The U.S. and China are the top carbon polluters in the world. Tony and Oscar-winning producer Scott Rudin is reportedly taking a step back from his Broadway productions following a recent article in The Hollywood Reporter outlining alleged abusive behavior in a toxic workplace environment. Jeff London reports.
In an email, Rudin told The Washington Post that he would be stepping back from active involvement in his Broadway productions, effective immediately, saying he was, quote, taking steps that I should have taken years ago to address this behavior. Since the 1990s, Rudin has been one of the most active producers on Broadway, and the article in The Hollywood Reporter alleged incidents of violence towards his colleagues. Several unions released a statement last week on the need of a harassment-free workplace in the arts, without naming Rudin. When Broadway closed, Rudin had 3 shows running on Broadway, The Book of Mormon, To Kill a Mockingbird, and West Side Story. For NPR News, I'm Jeff London in New York.
NASA has awarded a $2.9 billion contract to Elon Musk's SpaceX company. It's to build a spacecraft to deliver astronauts to the moon as early as 2024. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.